You're listening to New Soundwave with your hosts, John DeLuna, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, Chris Triplett, and Brian Kilby.
Hey everybody, you are listening to New Soundwave show number, geez, I don't know. XV, do you know what show this is? 40-ish?
I think we're doing it by dates now, aren't we?
Number
that
now.
That would be much easier. This is New Soundwave.
Well, it's in the notes as New Soundwave for 8-11. I mean,
sounds good
that
to
might
me.
Just be Kilby being stupid, I don't know.
For
those of you listening live in chat.
8-11-2010.
You can make up some crazy word letters and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I don't know, sometime in the recent past. How about that?
By the time you listen to it, it will be, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, by next Sunday when you hear this.
We will have recorded this 3 weeks prior. I am John DeLuna, and you have actually already heard all the cast. We have a skeleton crew tonight because the good Brian Kilby was struck by lightning.
Dead.
Very
dead.
Tragic.
He has actually found a hammer and has now flown away.
Yes, yes. He's actually become a god and left us all behind. Breaking news. I am John, and XV, Peter, and Rob, Peter, a.k.a. Bweebum, are here. Hello. How's everybody?
Hello.
Good.
I'm here, y'all.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, you know what? One last kick in Brian's nads here. This is the
There's
show
always
that...
time for one more kick to Brian's nads.
Fair enough. You know, this is the show that
now he...
for whatever reason, of course, you know, natural disaster is the reason. But he's not here, but this is the one show that he actually wrote for me. Usually I write New Soundwave. And the guy left me, like, 230 news stories to fight through in 10 minutes.
I apologize. I did some... I just found some interesting ones, and I just threw them in there.
Oh, no.
We'll just pick and choose through as we go along.
Absolutely. Or...
Like you do on your radio.
I may just, like, burn through them as just, like, you know, competitive
quick
fire. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay.
Like, you know on Craig Ferguson when they do the tweets and emails and they do, like, three out of a stack of 100?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do tonight.
Right. And they just ignore the stack
that's left. Or anybody
who actually
watches Craig Ferguson.
Absolutely. Okay, well, let's see here. Issue number one. GoldenEye. Everybody knows GoldenEye is getting a remake. And it is coming with a gold classic controller, which is actually for Wii, which is actually continuing the trend of, like, gaudy and random stuff coming out for the Wii. What happened to the days when everything for the Wii was white?
You know,
sadly gone.
Let me take a look at this. Is this the new classic controller or the old one?
I believe it's the old one, like
That's
the
what?
Old pad.
Well,
no, actually, the new one has handles.
Yeah,
I guess,
it's the new
grips.
One.
It looks like a longer, like an extended version of the GameCube controller.
Yeah. It's the new one that has the hand things and two extra buttons.
Yeah,
well, I don't
fancy,
know.
Fancy. Here's another one.
It's the Nintendo ripoff of the DualShock.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it is.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know what? You could play Super Mario World with this.
Yes, ooh, yeah. Totally.
Legally.
You totally can.
Legally. So you win.
Hey, over in Microsoft land, the Kinect. Everybody's psyched up about the Kinect. One of the things that people were kind of interested about was that at the beginning, Microsoft thought it was going to be able to read sign language, which is crazy. And awesome.
Awesome.
But never mind, actually. It turns out that the Kinect actually won't be able to do that, which is a bummer. And we're not sure why, but rumor has it that the camera that actually ended up in the final production model of the Kinect just isn't fancy enough to read sign language. So
okay,
sad.
Okay. If it cannot read, you know, full, normal American Sign Language, can it at least be programmed to recognize when I am flipping it off?
That's pretty much the only sign language it's going to read. Birdie fingers, devil horns, and shockers.
Yeah. I mean, for online gaming, that's really all you need.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, Kinect
Maybe where it can tell where you're mooning it, too.
No, yeah. That's the next firmware upgrade.
I mean, Kinect will eventually have the ability to, you know, webcam each other, right? I mean, I'd assume that'd be one of the things.
It has to.
I thought video messaging or something. It's got to be, right? I mean, so that way, so at least ASL is not a total loss. So.
Eventually, we're going to be able to use those webcams for something. So
yeah, instead of changing attire.
Yeah. So here's a picture of my webcam for Xbox. Look at my avatar.
That's really funny if you could actually see the video feed right now. We realize that you can't, and we're sorry for that.
We really are. You know,
it looks really, like Rob is really eating are. Something. That's
your soul.
Hey, guys. It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
Hey, guys. You want the bubble gum?
Fantastic. Hey, whoever got that reference, congratulations. You were alive in 1997. When Duke Nukem came out. And guess what? Duke Nukem Forever is back on, baby. It's back in development. We'll believe it when we see it. But rumor has it that we may get a taste of it before the end of the year.
You know?
Gearbox is now developing it.
Oh, it might actually get put out then. But you know, by the time that thing finally comes out, the remake of They Live... where that saying first came from that they shamelessly stole it from, will be out. People will be like, oh, they took that from They Live. Now you get it.
What I don't understand is, I mean, hasn't Duke Nukem Forever been in just a perpetual development phase the entire time?
It's never done anything. The only game footage is a picture of a miniature in front of a computer screen.
Right, but they've always, whenever you ask them what, you know, oh, what's going with Duke Nukem Forever, they're just like, oh, we're developing it right now. They never said, oh, it's on a hiatus or anything, right?
Right. It's always been in a constant. It's always been in a constant state of being like stripped down, and a new engine being like put in, like the latest greatest thing being put in.
Well, is the former head of that studio even remotely involved with the production?
I don't think so.
Because then it will get made.
I don't think anybody who actually works on that game now or ever worked on that game at this point. I mean, worked on it when it first started.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, guys. It's going to use the Unreal Engine, and it'll be out in a week.
Only in Taiwan, though.
Yeah, it'll be out soon.
moving on to good games that actually exist. Arkham Asylum 2.
You said good games. It doesn't sound good.
The gameplay might be good.
The gameplay's going to be badass.
Yeah, the gameplay.
Yeah, the story's just looking a little bit...
Yes, sketchy.
I mean,
yeah, there you go.
Arkham Asylum's story wasn't amazingly awesome or anything. I mean,
trying to do a sequel off of
Arkham Asylum.
But it's Arkham City now. The whole city will be Arkham.
I still say you're kind of painting yourself into a corner just trying to do a sequel of Arkham Asylum directly.
They really should have called it Gotham City, you know?
Yes. Pre-warning Batman game.
Batman lives in a crazy town, and Batman's crazy the game.
Oh man, I don't know. Free roaming Batman game. A lot of bad things could happen with that.
Yeah, but still,
there's not a lot of superheroes I think you could actually pull off a free roaming game with. I think Batman is one of them.
Probably too, because you know he's
Superman,
just a human.
Definitely.
You know, you could pretty much do it on the Grand Theft Auto engine.
Yeah,
Batman
drives
around for a while, beating up people up. You know, yeah.
Well, is Frank Miller writing it? Jeez.
I mean, Spider-Man 2, you know, that sandbox engine is pretty good.
Right. It really, in my opinion, set the tone for what a superhero sandbox game should be. You know, and even Spider-Man 3 didn't come back up to that level somehow.
You know what? Let's all call it brass tacks and say, you know what? Screw your Arkham Asylum. Make another Batman and Robin for the Sega Genesis.
There you go.
Yeah. Batman Returns to Super Nintendo. Make another one like that. Make it downloadware. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I went there.
Hey, have any of you guys seen the documentary from a few years ago, King of Kong?
Beautiful movie.
Fantastic. If you haven't seen it, everybody out there, you need to now. It's I would say it's probably one of the best pieces of video game centric stories, documentaries, fiction, nonfiction that I've ever seen.
Really affects you emotionally, which it has no right to.
No, because it's about Donkey Kong.
Yeah, it's about two dorks playing Donkey Kong, and you're like really rooting for the dude. And you're like, every time Billy Mitchell like doesn't play it, you're like, you rat bastard.
So yes, the man that Rob speaks of, Billy Mitchell, it was once and is again the king of Donkey Kong. He has the highest score on record, which is roughly, let's just say, over a million points. And
roughly ridiculous.
Yes. Like 2.5 hours straight of Donkey Kong.
Jeez.
Jumping over the same barrel over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Saving the damn princess. Actually, not saving the damn princess over and over again.
Donkey Kong's about jumping over that barrel over and over to rack up points. You save her. Damn it, I'm beating the game. I gotta stop this.
Yeah, yeah. Slow down. She's not going anywhere.
He's not even doing anything to her. She's okay.
So anyway, we recommend that you guys go see King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters, because then you'll kind of understand. You'll understand our angst that Billy Mitchell is once again the Donkey Kong champion. He vanquished Steve Weebum, or Weebum, is it?
Weeby. What?
Steve Weeby.
Something like that.
Steve, he killed Weebum?
He killed
did not,
me?
Sadly. Man, he did not. Well, spoiler alert.
Bad.
Spoiler alert, Billy Mitchell kills Weebum. no, but any, but like we were saying, and you know what? basically, see the movie, come back and read this story, and share a good cry with Rob and I, because Billy Mitchell does not deserve to be champion of Donkey Kong.
Sent them guys into that dude's garage. Man, get out of my damn house. I shot and hurt over that. Your game's not good enough. Well, you know what? You're dead. Get out of my house. Crossing acceptable lines here, dude.
I will say that, like, back when Killer Instinct was out, I found myself in kind of a ghetto arcade with kind of a rougher crowd, and I did, like, fear for my life when I beat a few guys at Killer Instinct. I was kind of sweating it out there.
I remember... Go ahead. I remember going to a local arcade, and I was in the 8th grade when Street Fighter II first came out, and, you know, there's all these high school dudes that are so badass at it, you know, mullets and guys named Chet. And so I go and I play... And the guy that no one can beat, and they're all like, yeah, let the little kid play him, yeah. You know, let the kid play him. I kick his ass in 5 seconds flat, and it's for someone who played it.
Talent, and I'm like, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's because I know how to play these games, not just push buttons and not be drunker than the other dude. And I just pick up this guy, and I just beat him. And the guy's like, oh. And then this other guy, I'm going to show him what. And I beat him, and I figure, guys, finally I get beaten after about two or three guys, and I'm like, well, I'm out of quarters. Thanks for playing.
Nice. Yeah, and then you made out with their girlfriends.
Yeah, I was in 8th grade. That wasn't happening. Look at the little fat nerd kids. Transformers are awesome.
I do remember when, like, everybody realized around the same time that special moves existed in Street Fighter II.
Yeah.
It was, like, magic.
It was time to punch the kid who always picked Chun-Li. He goes, dude, you're just going to kick, like, 1,000 times. Quit it. You know, get me in a corner and keep pushing kick. And I'm going to punch the piss out of your head. you're taking money out of my pocket. You realize this, kid.
So the next story,
the next story
is for JD. The next story.
Where is JD?
He's probably playing StarCraft 2. Let's be honest. Yeah. Instead of cleaning up his new house, this one's for JD. This is EverQuest next, ladies and gentlemen. The next EverQuest is coming out, coming to you.
I thought it was going to be one of that dating show or something.
There's new ways to be creepy online, and it's called
now with better graphics.
And you can still order pizza from it. Just get off your ass for 5 seconds, nerds. Just pick up the phone. I'm sorry, that infuriates me still to this day.
It's just the idea that you can order pizza through a game.
You know, and the thing is, it infuriates me because, one, minimize the window, open up another window, and order it.
You can actually order pizza through the game?
And the little command, order your pizza, and they'll just... I assume they charge it to your charge card connected to the account. And
so geeky.
That aggravates me so very much, because, one, just stop playing for a few seconds. Two, I might have done it if I had played the game. Order pizza. So, partially it's anger at myself, like, I'm that lazy. I might have used it and been like, I hate myself. Pizza.
Well, you know, in the grand tradition of Double Dragon, The Wizard, Super Mario Brothers, a very video gamey movie is coming out. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World trailers have started to like kind of mount up, and this is newsy because it's coming out probably tomorrow at midnight, I'm going to guess, on Thursday.
After midnight.
Has anybody read the graphic novels or followed the story at all?
No.
No, I was highly recommended. I just never had the time to take a look, but it's like I'd heard it was a pretty faithful representation of it.
So. Yeah, I'd like to. I heard it was pretty slavish,
which may lead to its downfall.
Yeah, well, just like any indie comic, no one's going to read it till everyone else knows about it. So I'll get around to it eventually.
Yes, right. It's going to be basically like Watchmen and 300.
Yeah,
everybody just magically ends up with one on their coffee table, and they're like, yeah. "Oh yeah, oh, I read that." Uh huh.
Yeah, I read like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. But it's actually getting good reviews. People seem to like it. The hipsters like it, which is kind of annoying.
Yeah. They won't like it next week, though, so don't worry, guys.
Yeah.
Next week, once it starts hitting more mainstream, everybody, they'll hate it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
So here's an interesting story. The Yakuza. Play Yakuza 3. An interesting story was written about Sega's Yakuza 3 video game, where they actually took real Yakuzas, or former Yakuzas, I guess, if you can be one.
No, they're actual
Yakuza. I guess you can't really be an X1 without being dead.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And the reviews are kind of, I don't know, some good, some bad. There's good things and bad things about it.
Yeah. This guy, interesting. I actually think this is pretty interesting because I actually read that guy's book. And it's a really good book, actually. It's called Tokyo Vice. It's about him and what he did while he was in Japan. He's like this Jewish American who went over to Japan to become a crime reporter for one of the largest newspapers in the country. And he still has these connections there. So he still has friends who are part of the Yakuza. So he was able to sit down with these guys and be like, hey, play this game. And they're like, okay. and the cool thing was they're saying that there is they thought it was really stupid that you could just go running around as a high level of the Yakuza, going around beating the crap out of people, which is true, because you'd get in a lot of trouble. You probably, and plus, if you were that high level Yakuza, you wouldn't be beating people up. You would tell other people.
Yeah, I know. I want a game where I just hand out orders to have people beaten and killed.
Man, just
what is it? Godfather 2, right? Godfather 2. They remade the wholly changed the open sandbox engine, and then so it was more like an RPG or an MMORPG type game instead of actually going around shooting and beating people up. So you can try it at.
I'm going to make a mobster game, and it's just going to be like push start, and all of a sudden asteroids start up.
here's one that's like serious deja vu. I don't know quite how to feel about this, but Sony Ericsson is going to produce basically a PlayStation branded Android phone. So basically, like the PlayStation phone, and there's no like design. Concepts out yet, but basically I think what people are surmising, it's basically a PSP Go crossed with a smartphone, your standard touchscreen smartphone. Sort of. I can't tell. Peter, what do you think about this?
I think Engadget's mock-up is hilarious. It's just literally the bottom part of a PSP Go with, I think that's a Samsung Galaxy S.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not exactly sure. But I think this is going to be very weird. I understand Sony Ericsson and things like that, but they haven't really dedicated themselves to the Android, right? The Android platform.
Mm-hmm.
They have, I think, don't they have like their own like OS or something like that they just push around? I forget what it was, but.
I'm not sure, but this is definitely running on Android 3, so that's interesting.
Yeah, Gingerbread.
Which
is supposed to come out sometime next year. Maybe even during the holidays, some people think. I don't know. I think that it'll be... until I can see how it's actually going to look, and how it's going to be implemented, I feel like it's going to be another Engage. It's going to be this bulky thing that you'll just have to spend on. You'll just have to spend more of, because Sony loves making proprietary stuff, so there's not going to be a way that you can play it across another something else. It'll be a proprietary format. The phone will be have like proprietary plugs. It'll have proprietary memory stick duos, and I don't know. I'm not having a very good feeling about this thing.
Oh no, of course not. It's a cell phone crossed with a video game platform.
And
yeah, and the battery's going to last me an hour. Why would I?
Here's the sad thing. It's going to come out, and it might even be free with the contract, but Nintendo will put out another DS with, like, a sticker on it, and it'll outsell. Like, oh, there's a new PSP. Put a sticker on a DS.
But the DS is actually something worth having.
Yeah, but yeah, that's Nintendo's reaction. Just put it with a sticker so these idiots will know it's out there. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the DS... And the DS is something that you can get when you want it. So like if you decide one day, I'm going to get a DS, you can walk out and get it. A phone, at least in America, I mean, you're locked into a contract.
You're screwed.
Right.
Yeah,
you buy a phone, you're screwed for the next year and a half or 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Who knows? Hopefully they'll have something that's good for the consumer. And I think Rob just burped something really fierce.
No, that was a fart, buddy.
Oh, so farted something fierce.
Picked me up.
Mixing it up. That's what he thinks of this thing.
You ever get lifted up?
Oh my gosh. Like levitated for a minute?
It's like, man, what's under me? Oh, it's my ass.
The people who didn't see the video, it's Rob farted and started waving his hand all around his face trying to get rid of
it. It smells like god awful in here.
It's awesome. Awesome. I like the idea, like, for a split second you were 5 pounds lighter. It just, like, lifted you up. It just offset about 10 pounds.
Rob, your cat stopped moving.
No, I cannot.
Rob, your cat stopped moving. I think he may have
pissed good.
Up.
Oh, good. He eats too much.
Fantastic.
Perfect. Now he won't scratch up the couch.
Okay.
Back on the PlayStation, you know what's the one thing they keep forgetting? You know, I use a BlackBerry, you know, we got our droids and iPhones and all that. How's this thing going to be about, you know, I don't know, making a call?
Exactly. I mean, you're going to have to play a game in order to actually make the call.
Yeah, it's
well,
like,
no. What it's going to be is you're going to send away for a disc to put in when you want to use the phone.
Well, let's use brass tacks here. How many times have you stuck, like, your phone in your pocket and you pulled it out and you've done pocket dialed 1,000 people? Or I keep pulling mine out and I've turned on the voice commands or I'm voice recording or something. So I can be like... What the hell is that noise? Huh, God of War.
Rob, there's this great thing which is called a keypad lock. Almost all phones have it now.
We'll find it on this thing. There's like all sorts of options that are going to make a call.
If it's a BlackBerry, there should be a lock button in there somewhere.
Yeah, right? There it is. I just
on the top.
Just wait until the next time you turn the voice commands on, and then say clearly into the phone, "Stop that."
I'm sorry, I do not understand.
So you're going to be sitting one day at work or whatever and you forgot to mute your phone, all of a sudden Sonic the Hedgehog, no, Grand Theft Auto, that motherfucker starts coming out of your pocket. Hey, you guys are seeing where I'm going with this.
Yes.
Like, the hell is that? Oh god. Yes. And he tried to be awful.
As sarcastic as that is, you're quite right. I'm just afraid about how unreliable it's going to be. I mean, you know, video games like to crash and things like that. And
you ever have your phone freeze up when you just tried to delete a contact?
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine trying to use this thing.
Imagine you get a call when you're playing a game. Like,
yeah
that's a tough decision.
You're like, oh, this is good. Oh, mom's calling. Hi, Mom. Oh, it's not working. God damn it. No, son of a bitch. No, not you,
no,
Mom.
I did
sorry.
Not want to shoot her. Stop it.
Yeah, like, it's just going to go wrong. You'll be, finally, the time it curses over, you're like, all you did was crash on me and hang up, and because that's Sega.
So, John or XP, would you guys buy this thing if it's, like, your perfect device? Would you feel the need to blend hardcore gaming with a cell phone? I mean, do you feel it? Does it fit that neat niche market of hardcore gamers, maybe? Or, I mean, obviously, we don't know. obviously we don't know if it's going to target, you know, like
XV doesn't game. XV is a vegan who has no TV and he's working off a Commodore 64 right now.
Yes.
He's one with nature. He's actually enlightened. As for me, no, you know, we've had this conversation. I think Rob just reached enlightenment too.
I was meditating, y'all. Sorry.
Well, at least that one came out the right end.
I hope. It's hot air.
You know, we've had this conversation.
Best show ever.
This is a fun show.
Gassy as some bitch.
Yeah, like Rob is super gassy, and Brian is a charred husk somewhere from the lightning storm. Now, you know, we've had this conversation about like phones and the kind of games that are on phones, and so I find myself. I mean, I have an iPhone, so I have a bunch of the stupid games like Fruit Ninja, where you know the plot is to slice a watermelon in half.
My coworker raves about that game.
You know, and Plants vs. Zombies, same type of thing. Like, you know, I mean, they're really like simple and stupid games, and that is what I expect on my mobile device now. That's what I'm kind of used to, and the hardcore games are for the console when I can actually like sit down and take it in. So
right,
I can't see myself
have
liking
the convenience
this.
Of a phone in your video game system. That's the way I'm seeing this.
Yeah. Video game or phone games are kind of like this fun diversion that happened to be on your phone. And then hardcore games are for like you know, actual like concentration and playing. And I know like there's the DS and there's mobile game, you know, mobile handheld games that have like real fully developed, fully involved games. But there's still just something kind of different about your phone. You know, I mean, it's your phone. It's not meant to have that kind of stuff on it.
You know, one thing that I do kind of thinking about this a little seriously. Your games like Monster Hunter and Phantasy Star Online on PSP that you'd play with other people, God knows where. Now you don't have to worry about using your LAN or whatever to play with anybody. It's, hey, let me use my cell phone internet, and I can play Monster Hunter sitting on the bus. That's a thought I just kind of came up with that might be useful for this.
As long as you got a good data plan.
Never mind.
In a good coverage area.
Like a $300 bill every month.
Yeah. Verizon, you said unlimited. This is not an unlimited looking bill.
Yeah. The first 200 megs are unlimited.
Oh, yeah. The bill is very unlimited.
It was unlimited when it was WAP and Twitter. You're like MMOing.
Yeah, see, that's the ultimate extension. Is there going to be like, you know, World of Warcraft kind of stuff on the gaming phone?
Yeah.
Because that's going to screw you up big time.
But we'll never hear from JD again.
We'll never hear from half the people again.
Hang on.
I think it's just that I think a lot of people also, it's like, you know, you already have an issue with texting and some people get bored and they play games on their phone. I think there is going to be like a gargantuan, huge explosion of deaths because people will be driving with their knees, playing Grand Theft Auto while they're driving.
You know, here in Georgia, they just passed a law and it's illegal to text while you drive now.
Yeah.
So, you're right. There's going to be an idiot. Yeah. You're going to die playing driver.
Awesome.
Yeah. While you're driving.
Gran Turismo.
Die playing crazy taxi.
So, you get to, one, die in a very stupid way and your family gets to be internally embarrassed until you're forgotten about. But however, the internet's going to get a hold of it. Like, he died playing what?
They'll just lie and say he was playing Street Fighter on hard or something like that.
You died driving playing Hello Kitty's Muffin Land?
Playing Cooking Mama.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cooking Mama.
I don't know how to play this damn stupid crap.
I can't make an omelet for shit. Oh, there's a bus.
Stupid potholes.
Imagine a court case. So what were you doing? Well, we're going slow, so I thought I'd play Tekken. And then I heard the scream, and I thought it was Tekken, and I kept hearing screaming, and I apparently drove through a school.
I think if Sony pulls it off, then it'll be pretty fantastic, but I am holding this huge, like, I don't know, just like, I'm not holding my breath for this to be the best thing on the face of the planet.
It's a handheld game by Sony.
Oh, yeah.
They're the only ones who haven't figured out what's going on yet.
And you know, I don't know. I'm not really that big of a fan of Sony Ericsson phones in general.
Yeah, I had some before. They're not too dependable.
Yeah, they're not exactly the best of the bunch. They're not the best phones on the planet. So,
yeah,
mediocre plus mediocre crap?
Can't win. Can't lose. This is a moneymaker, clearly.
Somewhere Sony's like, hey, we hit it out of the park with that Blu-ray. Let's keep at it.
Man,
let's make some buckets other proprietary of stuff and pray.
So he's like, hey, the PlayStation 2 is still selling. Your PS3? Shut up about that.
Yeah, what about your PlayStation 3? Oh, I know. Oh, are you saying that people had to spend $600 to get the other one? Well, we're not. That's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about PlayStation 2. I just hope... let's just hope that it's not another N-Gage and that you have to hold it like a taco.
Ooh, I'd like a taco.
I think if you don't have to like a taco, I think they have better the N-Gage.
Well, maybe they'll put that on the box.
Maybe if you hold it like a tamale.
Like a tamale, you go. Or it's the shape of a banana.
Yeah.
with a curved screen.
Do you like a banana, sir?
It's like a boomerang.
and you can actually
if they can do that, that'd be great.
That
you
would be
throw
awesome.
The phone as a boomerang game. Maybe that's their first demo.
Yeah.
Oh, hey guys, it'll have like Wii Motion in it or something, like you're trying to do with the DS 3D. So I'd be like,
or maybe it is self-aware and says there is an old lady sitting two seats away from you on the train. Go and hit her with this phone.
Take her purse.
Yeah.
Yeah. A malicious phone. Really nice. Hey, on that note of sentient talking gaming phones, that is going to be new Soundwave for this week. Again, send your condolences to Brian's family. He was
Brian at tfradio.net.
Struck by lightning about 7 times tonight and subsequently turned into Thor and ascended and left us behind. Expect that in the newspaper tomorrow, in the Hayes, North Carolina newspaper tomorrow, with photos.
with that
also,
with photo that you can find on tformers.com right now.
Absolutely. And that is not doctored, by the way.
Any way at all.
No. That was actually like eyewitness photography right there.
Yeah, before Brian ascended, somebody snapped the picture and sent it in.
Before he threw his hammer into the air and went along for the ride.
Right. With his big smile and his wings on his helmet and
his flowing blonde
muscle
hair.
Mass. Yes, yes.
And some ridiculously large hands.
He's a man's man, I tell you. He's got the.
How is he supposed
man's...
to use that hammer without ridiculously large hands?
That's true.
See, he had no choice. It was necessity. It was necessity. The giant, the freakishly large hands were a must-have.
Large hands go along with the freakishly large man.
There you go.
That's kind of gross
Brian.
Sounding.
It's
sad.
That's our god of thunder
it's
now.
Sad. I'm the only person to see, or maybe XV, you can see it too. But Rob was definitely playing a game. The other direction, which is quite impressive.
Yes.
And he was kicking people.
It was starring me.
Exactly.
The magic of Photo Dojo.
Yes.
I'm fighting Raiden and Oil Slick.
Nice.
Photo Dojo. Who can I take pictures of?
Photo Dojo is incredibly awesome, I must say, and you turned me on to that.
Yeah, it's too fun for its own good.
Yes.
Especially if you got grudge people around, you're like, okay, get in this position, click. Get in this position. Like, all right, say you're fine. I mean, it's a party game without even having any right to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, hey, while you're at it, while you're enjoying New Soundwave, do be sure to check out the rest of the shows on tfradio.net. We have all manner of good stuff. We have RFC.
And Superhero Time.
And Superhero Time. Superhero Time is the jewel in the poo-poo, so to speak. It's the diamond in the rough.
I like Jewel in the Poo-Poo.
Yeah, that's better.
I do. I like Diamonds in the Poo-Poo. That is actually a reference. That is actually a reference to an Emmett Smith. Okay, for all you sports fans out there, real quick. Emmett Smith, the NFL's leading all-time rusher and former Dallas Cowboy, once did an interview where he described the Dallas Cowboys when they were going from being a terrible team, like the worst team in the league, to a Super Bowl champion. They did it in like 2 years. He described the team as a pile of poo-poo, and there were diamonds in the poo-poo. These are his words, not mine. There were diamonds in the poo-poo, and because the analogy. Diamonds were in the poo-poo, it all looked like poo-poo. So we had to we had to search for the diamonds in the poo-poo.
Was this part of his Super Bowl acceptance speech?
No. It was like some interview on ASCII, like, hey, how did you guys, like, you know, turn it around? And he was like, well, there were diamonds in the poo-poo.
Simple. And I put my fingers in that poo.
Yes, yes, yes. I was diamond in the poo-poo. So anyway, yes, if you want to see diamonds in the poo-poo, there are six of them at tfradio.net. RFC, New Soundwave, Superhero Time, Fanboy Versus, Outside the Cage, and good old RFC Throwback, made with real cane sugar.
And when we actually get around to it.
Yeah, when we actually, annual
update. Our most neglected show.
Well, you know, it's the show that tries. It's the little show that tries.
So it's the Thomas.
Maybe every six months or so.
That's a different,
it gives it a good
that's,
try.
That's
anyway.
A different train. Leave them.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, this train is arriving at the station, so...
I was just going to say this train's pulling out, but whatever.
I hear this train a-coming.
Your mom heard this train a-coming.
Your mom felt this train a-coming.
That's it, actually. I'm never getting on the show again.
For New Soundwave, I'm John. For XV, Peter, Rob... We are crazy. We will see you next week. Maybe with the reincarnated Brian Kilby.
Hopefully live this time.
Hopefully without my Joan.
Peace out.
This has been New Soundwave with your hosts, John DeLuna, JD Church, Rob Springer, Chris Triplett, and Brian Kilby. New Soundwave is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Copyright 2010 Radio Free Cybertron.